Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is March 1st, 2015. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planet's positions in the zodiac manifested as the past week's events. Venus has been hanging out with three harmful, malefic planets over the past 2 weeks. Therefore, Venus significations have suffered. One of the significations of Venus is that it is the planet of appearance. Thus, when Venus is under pressure, things look bad, or the appearance is somehow distorted. Last week, Venus was sandwiched between Mars and Ketu. In the chart of the USA, this was happening in the fourth house, the house that stands for the opposition party. The Republicans were having a tough time of it, since Mars, the planet of action, was prompting them to do something, while simultaneously an ill-disposed Venus was making them look bad due to not being able to agree amongst themselves. In their efforts to cancel Obama's immigration executive order by tying defunding of the president's initiative to the refunding of the Department of Homeland Security budget, the Republicans sort of shot themselves in the foot, which was especially made apparent when on Wednesday the FBI arrested three would-be ISIS fighters in New York City as they were about to move forward with their scheme, and making the optics of the Republican bickering even more idiotic. The Senate Republicans agreed to approve the DHS funding, leaving immigration out of it, but House Republicans can't agree with that. So I guess we'll have to wait until Venus is in a better situation later in March, when some sort of compromise will be more likely. Venus is the planet of art and culture. Ketu signifies the past, and Mars is the planet of destruction. ISIS published a video online showing their members smashing priceless ancient statues and biblical artifacts in the Mosul Museum, saying that the Prophet Muhammad had instructed that all idols should be destroyed. A footnote on that. Evidently, the Quran says that idols which are worshipped should be destroyed. Nothing about statues that are not being worshipped. Venus has been taking it on the chin in other ways. Being the planet of the arts, Venus represents entertainers and celebrities. Several passed away last week, including Leonard Nimoy of Star Trek fame, legendary jazz musician Clark Terry, beloved Mexican soap opera actress Lorena Rojas, and celebrated Turkish writer Yasar Kemal. Another celebrity of sorts was Boris Nemtsov, an outspoken opponent of President Putin and a driving force of the Russian opposition. He was assassinated outside the Kremlin just hours after he had been on the radio roundly criticizing President Putin. His murder sparked a major protest in Moscow. The Mars-K2-Uranus combination in Pisces continues to produce extreme weather patterns. In the USA chart, it hits the fourth house of the homeland. More record-breaking weather hit the southern states, with major snow in Georgia, leading to the governor declaring a state of emergency, and an ice storm in Texas, forcing a shutdown of the Dallas airport, canceling nearly 1,000 flights. President Obama has been taking a lot of fire from his opponents, but he hasn't been shy about fighting back either. Taking a look at his natal chart, we find that the four-planet Pisces combination is transiting in his third house, the house of initiative, making efforts, and the use of skills and talents. This week, Mr. Obama has another showdown coming as Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu rides into town and is sure to stir up even more confrontation. The Republicans had one of their pre-primary confabs in Washington last week, known as CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, where the various right-wing luminaries get to hold forth and demonstrate their conservative bona fides by bashing the Democrats and feeding each other the usual red meat of conservative talking points. The speeches and antics are a perfect illustration of a particular planetary pattern that has been going on in the heavens last week. Retrograde Jupiter indicates personal belief, and by being directly opposite Mercury, is contaminating Mercury, the planet of facts. And this planetary pattern still has effects for early this week. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.